to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom chaverim. That means hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And we're talking about Jesus. Of course, we talk about Jesus all the time. And his spiritual understanding of rivers of living water. Now, we just told you about the Samaritan woman and Jesus saying to her, hey, I'm talking about living water. She says, where do you get it? Well, you get it from him. He said, I would have given it to you. He said he would have given it, living water to you. That's where you get the living water, friends, by faith in Jesus. Now, watch what happens here in John chapter 7. We talked about this several weeks ago, probably a couple months by now.
It's been a while. We talked about this in reference to the Feast of Tabernacles.
Right.
Because this is Jesus standing up at the Feast of Tabernacles and letting the people know.
Right after the water libation ceremony where they poured out water at the Holy Temple, basically saying, God, send us rain. We need rain for the rainy season.
Fill up the cisterns, get the crops going. Mm-hmm. We need water. And Jesus stops the whole processional and cries out in a loud voice, recorded in John chapter 7, verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart or out of his belly will flow rivers of living water.
Hallelujah. And the next verse says, and this he spoke of the Spirit. Well, we already got that part because the Tanakh, the Hebrew scriptures, tell us over and over and over that God is the source of spiritual rivers of living water. He's the fountain of living waters. And so Jesus, as his son and his literal representative on this earth, much more than any prophet, literally as the Son of Man, Son of God, is saying, hey, believe in me. There's the operative word, believe in me, and you'll get these rivers of living water. And then what are you supposed to do with them?
Yeah, you're not supposed to hold them in your cisterns. You're supposed to let them flow out of your belly. And I was being just a little facetious yesterday when I said maybe you're to let them flow outside of the church walls too.
Just a thought.
Bring them to the marketplace. Bring them to the grocery store. Bring them to wherever you work, into your schools. Let those rivers flow from you because there's a lost, dying, thirsty, parched world that needs the waters, the living waters of salvation and eternal life.
Yes, and in previous program months ago when we were talking about the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, we showed you how the dedication of Solomon's temple is where God promised Solomon, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal their land. Well, what did we see about healing back there in Ezekiel? For they will be healed and everything will live wherever the river goes. And Jesus said, out of your heart will flow rivers of living water, healing the land, not the land physically, but the spiritual land of dry, parched hearts.
And as Solomon prayed, Jeff, he was speaking, yes, of dried, parched hearts, but he was speaking also of a backslidden land. Mm-hmm. He was speaking of people who had grown hard in their hearts toward God and needed the blessing of God, needed the walls put back up, that the breaches in the walls would be repaired and God's blessings could be contained within the land.
And rivers of spiritual living water will bring that healing, friends. It will bring that healing to the unsaved, and it will strengthen and refresh the believers. That's what rivers of living water does. That's the promises of God over and over and over.
Yeah, because those living waters symbolize the Spirit of God flowing.
Right. So even going back again to what we talked about in the beginning of this series of programs, the immersion, the baptism being done where there's a flow of the water, the mayim, the dance, the flow, that it's a flowing dance named after the word mayim, which is water, meaning the waters of God. It is so exciting to see that Jesus was telling us, and I'm the source of it, and I'm giving it to you so you can let it flow.
Mm.
You can let it flow.
You can let it flow. Friends, you can let it flow. We're Messianic Minutes, messianicminutes.com.
We're celebrating our 20th anniversary. Join us in that celebration at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.